important Jason Hayward is to this lineup, just to see him healthy and producing again.
You know, he's been bouncing around since he's come back from in Chicago, and offensively today has a pretty good performance. We got three doubles, a home run, and a single. It's going to overshadow David Hale's performance a little bit. And what he did for us, gave us six strong innings, gave up one run, struck out five, and, you know, we'll see him again in 12 days. You know, it seems like he's pitches every 12 days. just kidding. But, that, you know, we needed him a spot start. We felt comfortable giving him that start. And a lot of good stuff. Him, obviously, and then Jason's offensive performance was a good one. We needed to get out and get our bats going and score some runs. And we had some opportunities the whole game. We created some innings, but we didn't get them in. But our bullpen did a nice job.
So in 12 days, I would put Hale for like game four.
Maybe World Series or something like that. Hey, funnier things have happened, right? Weirder things have happened. I would like to get in that position to make that decision, right?
But does he throw his name? Does he put his name in contention for a postseason?
You know what? We've talked about it. You know, I mean, I think everybody's in play. Yeah. Really, you know, whether it's the first round, whether it's the second round, I think we've talked about, you know, keeping people alive. Even if you don't, what I mean by that, if you don't make the first, mm-hmm. you know, the first playoff, you don't send somebody down instructionally, keep them alive, because you just never know. You never know. Last year, the Reds lost Cueto. The first game, I think it was second inning, might have been the first inning. They lost him, and they needed to get a pitcher. So, I think, you keep many guys ready to play as you can.
Is it just what you wanted to see from Hayward running around like he was, sliding head first, doing everything?
Yeah, there's no hesitation at him. You know, I mean, it was 2 days ago he dove on a ball coming in. You know, he challenged the wall a couple days ago. And also, he's running around, no problem, swinging the bats, time is getting there. So it's good. Good to see all that.
McCann's
just got, you know what, he came into me in second at bat, and he goes, I feel something. And I don't. I said, as soon as he said that, we talked about this. We're not going to take a chance. Worst case scenario, we don't play him. Is he gets 7 days into that first playoff game. But I think he's going to be okay. I think if you run him, leave him in the game, I think you have a risk of something that is small, make it even worse. So I'm glad that he came up to me and we had a chance to speak and got him out of there.
Any idea how he did it or what cropped up?
He said he tweaked it a little bit in the bullpen. He just never got loose. So hopefully we got early enough.
You feel like if it were the playoffs, he would keep playing?
We didn't get that far. Like if he could manage it, we didn't get that far.
You don't think it's anything like VJ's, obviously, when he did his?
Yeah, I think it's too soon to tell, but I don't think it's that right. tragic or that drastic.
Three games left. You're right there with the Cardinals, I guess.
Keep playing. You know, it's a big spot. It really is. We'll keep playing. Try to win them all. Keep guys healthy and get guys in there.
It wasn't all
the same thing at one time.
Sorry, it wasn't just Hayward in the first. After you said that you got to get the bats going, was it a relief to send nine to the plate in the first inning? It really looked like the old lineup.
Yeah. You know, get the line moving. Get the line moving today in the first inning.
Thank you.